Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real-life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Bright Side with Technisha. And today is March the 18th, 2014. We got two more days before spring. But please wrap up. Today is pretty cold and chill. I know everybody's ready to show their toes and put on their shorts and dresses, but not right now. We got just two more days, like I said. And thank you, Jesus, for letting everybody wake up and see another gorgeous, gorgeous, wonderful day. Today is another beautiful day. Thank you. And for the ones who didn't make it, my condolences. But we're going to get this thing started. And like I said, we're always going to keep it motivated on here. So I hope you're ready. We're going to be waiting on Bart Smythe to call in, a modern-day Charmaine. But at the moment, I'm going to hit you with Babby Mason, Stop by the Church. Right, stop by the church and get your blessings. You don't have to just do it on Sundays. You could do it every day. And I'm thankful that you're tuning in to The Bright Side with Technisha. Again, check out my Facebook fan page, The Bright Side with Technisha. You can hit me up on there as well if there's anything that you want to discuss, if there's a guest that you prefer to be on. I will try my best to do that. You can always call in at 347-426-3751. You can hit me up at TechnishaDay@gmail.com. But we're not going to let this stop us. We're going to keep continuing. Bless the Lord.
Soul and all that is within me,
Crystal?
No, this is Technisha, the Bright Side with Technisha. You're on the show today. Welcome.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, as you know, I said Bart Smythe was going to be on today. He's a modern-day shaman. And how are you doing today, Bart?
I'm doing great. I'm in Germany and just finished the course and been wonderful.
Oh wow, Germany! My friend went there. She said it was real nice. She stayed there for a year too. I would love to do that. Just go over there into another country and just hey. I mean, they say you really don't appreciate things till you leave from where you are.
Exactly. And where are you?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right.
Miles away. It's cold here. We're not too cold, but you can feel a little chill. I'm just waiting on the summertime to come. We got spring in two more days, so hey, that's all I'm waiting on. Get the heat up.
I bet. Yeah. Good.
So Bart, you call yourself a modern day shaman. What is a shaman? Am I saying it correct, shaman?
It's pronounced shaman.
Shaman
is somebody. It's in many cultures, many lands. The word comes from Siberia, but it's someone who's trained in the natural ways of understanding human relations to nature, I would say, and then assisting people in the tribe, as it were, in the old times with these natural ways of knowledge and health and healing, yeah.
Okay. So how did you get started with all of it?
Well, how I got started with it was out of need. I had some bad accidents, plus, you know, as everybody, we grow up in different situations that when we get older, we see that there's some things that we need to clear to have a better understanding of ourselves and the place in the world. And my path led me to San Francisco, and I was healing up from some bad injuries, and I got involved with some modern-day shamans themselves who were psychotherapists who also trained with the Indians in Peru and North American Indians and gained their knowledge to assist their work. And, yeah, that's how I began, was on my own journey of getting to know myself better and heal.
Okay. So how long you been doing this?
I've been on this path since 87.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
good. Yeah, and then it's not like I went to become a shaman. It was something that happened. And as I expanded in my growth and awareness, I wound up being with a teacher who had spent many decades training with Indians in Peru and Bolivia and some other South American peoples. And he took me to Peru on different occasions. And in time, the teachers there brought me into the inner circle, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was it more of a spiritual thing that brought you close to it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I look at everything as spiritual, and you know, it's about knowing ourselves. And the Indians have a word. In fact, there's a form of psychotherapy that I was involved in, which is called Hakomi, which is by Ron Kurtz, and it's body-centered psychotherapy, which is really just basic awareness and sensing how we feel and then how to manage ourselves with as we discover ourselves. And so what was your question again? Excuse me.
Well, I think you did answer it, because I was saying it was a spiritual thing that brought you to it, and you did answer it for me. You said that basically,
spiritual.
Yeah, you did. You answered right on point. And you're right, though, because, I mean, spirituality plays a part in everything, but you just got to believe in it. So what kind of things can you work on, Bart?
Well, the reason I call myself a modern-day shaman is that I've studied a method of work which is referred to as biocomputer technology, meaning that our body functions just in the same way that a computer does, meaning that we have each cell in our body has its own understanding of itself, its own memory, and it's connected to the mainframe, which is our central nervous system and brain, and everything has to communicate. Everything has memories. And so what can I work on? Really, I see it as limitless. I've been doing this work, and the first part of my journey was based in physical therapies. I trained in physical therapies, massage, acupuncture, neuromuscular work, and Chinese medicine and some Ayurvedic. And then when this came to me, I added that on top of it. So what can be done is really anything that's in your system is controlled by your system, and we can address anything physical, mental, emotional, psychologically challenge things, and psychic and spiritual. So all these are in combination. So what I wanted to say is I started in 87. This came to me in 94, and I've been running with this in combination ever since, and I've got many, many clients worldwide, and I haven't seen anything that hasn't been benefited.
Okay. Wow. It's amazing. I mean, you don't know stuff until you really find out about it and learn about it. So I love it. It's interesting what you actually do. What are some of the most amazing things that have happened in your work, though?
Well, if you go to my website, if I can announce that, yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Bart.
It's www.amodernday.shaman.net. We have on the first page there a recent one, and it's something that's medically documented. We have the before and after photos. And this was, she's actually my first Tai Chi student in Las Vegas, where I have a training center south of Las Vegas. But she had put a contact on that was supposed to be for 1 month, and it was her first time ever wearing this, and it started getting irritated, but she thought it was the fitting of it and how to get that to function was to leave it on. And what it was it was sand in the deal, and it cut her eye, and she got infected. The whole eyeball got scarred over the cornea was to be, she was going to have to go under the knife and get corneal transplant surgery, but there was a 5-year waiting list. And they contacted me after they got the knowledge of what it was, and none of the medications were working. The cornea itself was down to 150 microns, which was dangerously close to losing the eye. And they contacted me, and within a week, it had turned around. It was at 250 microns, and the doctor thought that his equipment was maladjusted on the first measurement. And then it took a total of, well, until it got to a safe point and clear where you could see through all the scar tissue, was about 6 months. And now it's been 3 years, and it looks like a brand new eye. She has vision again. It's a little blurry, but it clears each time we work. And it's been a process of 3 years and over the phone from Sweden to Las Vegas. So this is one that you can see. It's not the most amazing one. I think for me, these are magnificent, but also on the personal level, when you see somebody come from toxic shame and depression and struggle in life to becoming powerful and independent and empowered, these are also magnificent. So.
Oh, yes, it's a blessing in every so many ways. Do you also work on animals too, Bart?
Animals, absolutely, yes. I have a pretty amazing tale that just happened. I was in southern Germany down by the Swiss border at Lake Constance when my client in Stockholm sent me a text message. Her dog was in the emergency hospital, bleeding and diarrhea, and they couldn't find the problem. And she contacted me, and I worked with the dog, and the next day he was fine and we went home. So this is very gratifying.
It is.
I work with a lot of horses. My wife is a horse trainer, and I work with people and the horses.
Oh, see, that would be awesome for my friend. She was just showing me a dog this morning. He had his tongue is hanging out. I think his jaw is broken. Someone ended up probably kicking him and injuring him. I said I didn't know a way to, like, get him healed or anything except take him to the Humane Society and let someone work on him. But I was like, wow, that would be awesome if somebody could actually heal that dog, because he looked really pitiful. It's sad that people...
What's wrong with him?
Well, it looks like someone kicked him, Bart, and his jaw is broke. It looks like, because his tongue hangs out, she said. And I seen him today, and I really felt so sorry for him. Like, how could somebody be so cruel to an animal?
Yeah, it's amazing what you see in the world with that. Please let her know that I'd be happy to assist. And I don't have to be there. I can she can go to my website and call me. And unfortunately, the time frame, I'll be available tomorrow. I land in Sweden at 7, 8, or no, your time, it would be about 10 a.m.
Okay.
And
I'll
I'd be, I'd be happy to work with her as gratis as part of this radio show. No charge.
Oh. And see, that's great, because that was going to be my next question. Do you work in person or can you do it just remotely? So we got that answer for that. So what are the...
Yeah, I can work.
Oh,
yes.
Go ahead, Bart.
I just going to say yes. If she calls me, I can work on her dog through her. It's just like making a conference call, right?
Yes.
And I tell people, you know, people say, well, how can you do this remotely, right? And
mm-hmm.
I just say, well... Have you ever thought about somebody and they call you and you go, wow, that's a coincidence. I was just thinking about you. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, it has.
This is how this works. We're all in connection. You know, there's this human internet, and it's just how attuned we are and how close we are to the person we're working with. So I can connect in by phone, and if it's an animal, of course, they can't talk on the phone, but I can work through the owner. They just have to think about them.
Yeah, and you got to be positive, too.
Yeah.
So, Bart, what, can anyone learn this if they choose to?
Absolutely. I personally have taught over 400 therapists. That was at the end of last year. I just did another course. So it's, and I teach everybody from, I've taught teenagers, housewives, medical doctors, school teachers, trainers. A lot of professional coaches come to me. I also coach, and I have an academy where I work with people remotely and not coaching. And it's for everybody, every industry. Everybody's got the same equipment, and everybody, all you really have to do is be shown the simple method on how to get the information and how to work with it, and you're effective very quickly. In fact, I have on my website, we're revamping it right now. I've put together a starter program that's not really that much of a starter program, because you can get quite a bit of results with it, but it helps train your mind and your body together, such as with what happens with the martial arts and Tai Chi that I teach. But it helps the person who's got no experience in these fields in a very short time be effective. And it's a very reasonable price. It's a way to get introduced. You see that it works. You get the results. And then, of course, then I work with my teacher's program, Dr. Ewan, and I teach all the courses up to mastery. And then, yeah.
So
but at each level, you can make – sorry?
Oh, go ahead, Bart. You were saying at each level what?
I'm just saying at each level, from the very beginning, people get results.
Mm-hmm. So Bart, when you're getting ready to learn this, do you have to go in a retreat or do any ritual?
No, not really. No. No. We have my style of teaching is I bring people in and I give more than just the method. I give the foundation of what's called Qigong, or energy focus, energy work. And it's the foundation, and it's actually the highest levels of Shaolin training. You begin there and you go all the way through your Kung Fu training, and this is the beginning and the end, as it were. And it's a simple practice, and actually that's what I give you a starter as on my practice course. But I give you this so you have a tool right away that can give you a retreat any time during the day you want to take one. And it gives you mental clarity and silence, mm-hmm. and then we work on giving you the information. But you don't have to go to a retreat. Retreats are nice, though.
I've been there all too. So this is mainly this being a shaman, you have to, it's just all about just becoming in connection with yourself and developing up and just basically developing purity of intention and spirituality.
Exactly. And you know, just I tell people, my path was kind of one of traditional, and taken through the steps that way. But truly, as you said, when we know ourselves and we're connected, and then we can connect better with our world, this is the art. It's how it is for anything, right?
Yeah.
The more we know about ourselves, the more we know about our world, the more we know the value of our connection to spirit, or whatever you want to call it, God, you know, nature.
Now, exactly, with nature, all of that. Now, Bart, that what gets me is that you was once a carpenter before you became all this.
Yes, yeah. That's kind of how I got started. I was at... I was a builder, a carpenter. I started as a carpenter. Actually, I started as a ditch digger, but I worked as a builder in Santa Fe, New Mexico, for 9 years, and I was actually in my truck at the city dump cleaning it in the back, pushing garbage through my legs when a big semi truck loaded with trash crashed into the front of my car sideways. And I hit the deck and I broke my wrist and I trying to stop my fall, and then the corner of the wheel went into my spine, and that's where it started. And then I tried to I continued as a carpenter and builder for another, that was 83, so I kept it going to 92, but then my life transformed into working with people.
Okay. So did the discomfort get you into natural healing and fitness?
Well, I've been a martial artist my whole life. After about 12 years old, I started. And so I'd always trained. I was a skier, professional skier, and we did a lot of sports and things. And so I was always into the fitness end. I wasn't really into the health end. I mean, I ate hamburgers and drank beer and Coke and smoked cigarettes. And when I was in San Francisco and I went for Tai Chi instead of the Japanese arts I'd been training in, then I got involved in the quality of food I was eating and macrobiotics, vegetarian living, and I kept evolving.
Okay.
And so that's something that, that's something that's very important. It's so important that I live in Sweden right now, and when I was in the United States, I really wasn't eating much bread. I was vegetarian mainly, and I ate fresh. We have a much better array of fresh vegetables and fruit in California and in Las Vegas than they do in Sweden. You know, in the dead of winter, you get your very, very slim pickings, as it were. And I find myself really not feeling that good. And so what I have to do is I have to import a lot of things and for my diet and eat different than the diet that I got into. The Swedish diet is what I say. They eat a lot of bread and cheese there. And so I got fat. Hello? Hello?
They don't be thinking of, I'm sorry about disconnection. A lot of people don't be thinking when you're going through this ordeal that you don't have to change over your eating habits. A lot of things have to do with what we're going through. So, food would be really one of the main things that you have to consider, too. Because I get a lot of people that say, I went through this, but also you have to eat healthy. I talk to people who say discipline your children, and they still talk about healthy. So healthy and God always plays a part somewhere.
Absolutely.
Eating healthy and keeping up with God. So what were some things Bart, what were some things that dissatisfied you about the treatment for your injury?
Well, the main, well, I'll tell you, I was in a lot of pain, and I had never taken pain pills, and they gave me a combination of muscle relaxants and then almost a morphine. It's called Percodans. And they gave me Valiums. And so I don't know what the Valiums were for, but I would take those in combination. And it was great in the beginning when I was in a lot of pain, and it was too much pain. I could barely move. Every time I would turn even a little bit, because I had two massively bulging discs, I was in a lot of pain. And so I took these pills, and then if I had more pain, the doctor just said, take more pills. And I said, okay. And I did that, but then I masked the injury. And so after 6 months of this, I read an article about what these pills did to your liver, and I stopped immediately. And what I saw was my back was in worse shape than when I started. So, so that was a problem. And the other problem, two problems, if you got a minute on this, I'd like to share with people, because in the United States, you know, I had a lawyer take over and they wanted to get me retrained, get me, have a lawsuit with the company and all that. And there was more focus on getting money at that time and then really getting quality treatment. And I didn't know what quality treatment was, so I just went to where they sent me. And it really didn't get the job done. And so after that accident, I had another accident in San Francisco in 1990 that reactivated all my injuries. But I was in the land of natural healing. You know, San Francisco, there's there's many, many, you know, Chinese medical doctors, Ayurvedic health. Anyway, I refused to sue the insurance company. I just asked them. I said, I want a year of my medical and I want a year's salary and I'm going to be healed. And the insurance company agreed to that. And I took my mind off of worrying about legal stuff and going to the doctor all the time. I started thinking about getting well. And I got well. I was a little slow. It took me 15 months to heal, but I healed, and I got really quality treatment. And so I would say, I'm not saying that people shouldn't get paid for their injuries, but the focus sometimes gets off the purpose that you're there anyway, is to get your life back and your health back.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned the hard way. But I learned.
But as I always thought about doctors, they just a person. They can't do no more. I always was taught just to look for the answers, because he is the healer. You know, they just there just to, like you said, just to get the money. Are they really going to make sure that I'm okay, or you just got me in this racking up on the bill? When I get out, then I got a fortune to pay you. So,
exactly. Sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
I agree, and what I'd like to share is that it was very funny, because the insurance company had me going to a chiropractor, and I was going 3 days a week. And when I told them I wanted to choose my own therapies, and I wasn't going to sue them, and I had a really good case, because there was a policeman who saw the accident, and a guy ran a. Another contractor in San Francisco ran a red light and broadsided me, you know, right in front of a policeman. So I had everything on my side, but I knew the price I paid the first time. And I just said, you know, I want this, and I'm going to use my own therapist. And as soon as I did that, boom, I got a guy that was a very old school osteopath and chiropractor. And he took me on a journey that was completely different than any other chiropractor or therapist I'd been with, and he's the guy who got me healed. So when you know, it's like putting your faith in God, putting your faith in the fact that your focus is towards health. And as one guy told me, and you know, when you're walking towards yourself, you're walking towards God anyway, with God. And said, once you take one step towards God, he takes 10 towards you. So
exactly. He sure does.
So
he'll make a way. He'll make a way out of no way. I said he'll make a way out of no way.
Exactly. But you got to work with him.
You do. You got to be in connection with him. And some like to get in connection with him when they're going. Look, Bart, we all know some like to call him when they actually are going through something. You can't call him when you're going through something. He's not like one of your friends. I'm going to call you when I just need you. Okay, I don't need you today, God. I'll talk to you later. No, you can't call him like that. You gotta talk to him every single day.
24/7, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Bart, once you stopped taking the medicine, were there any withdrawals that you went through?
Well, I guess so, but I didn't know what withdrawals were. But I can tell you this, I had changed. I was a carpenter. I had a very good reputation in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I had a crew. I was never without a job. As soon as I was done with one job, I had another. And And I was a happy man. You know, I was happy with my family. I was happy with myself. And after I took these pills, I'd slipped into a depression, but I didn't know what depression was, but something had changed. And that's why I went into psychotherapy in San Francisco, because it's, no matter what I did, it didn't go away. And plus I had other issues to clear up from my childhood and other things that you don't know you have. But, you know, in one way, those medications were a blessing, because it really showed me there was more that I had to look at than just being productive in the world and being a good father or the best parent I could be and all that. There was more. And so on that side, it was good. But I was in a fog that took probably 8 years to clear up. And a lot of the medication stayed in my system, I found out later on, because I worked with my teacher. And actually, when he got those out of me, I went into convulsions that were similar to what I've seen movies of heroin addicts go through. So my body was shaking, I was sweating, and I was having hot and cold chills for 3 days. And
wow.
But I didn't have the cramping that I hear comes with heroin withdrawal and all that. But it was about an 8-year withdrawal back into my new self, I would say. I mean, it was like being reborn, because everything had been changed, you know, my whole point of view, my life. And that's important, because these medications can stay in the system a long time.
Yeah.
And when I actually put myself in a drug rehabilitation center, because I had to figure out what was wrong with me. I couldn't drink beer anymore. If I drank a beer, I got drunk. And I came from Irish German parents, and we were allowed to drink beer since we were kids. And I hated getting drunk, so I put myself in Hazelden, and the doctor there said the combination of pills that they gave me was the same as giving me heroin. So, yeah, if you take one drug, it's one thing, and you take another drug, it becomes another thing. And like a little pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. And it's almost like you become dependent on them. Once you start taking the pills, then it's almost like you become dependent on, oh, I need this to help this. And sometimes it just be a mental thing.
Yeah, but the thing about it is it creeps up on you. You don't even know it's happening, and you think you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, even people who are using drugs themselves think, in their mind, it's the right thing for whatever reason they're doing it, but they just don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't.
You know, I grew up in the days of the Rolling Stones, and I saw Keith Richards the other day on a interview, and he said, yeah, and everybody laughed about his drug use, and he said, yeah, and, you know, had I known, I wouldn't have done it. But it was part of the music scene, you know. He doesn't, it's not that fun, and they do take over your life, and they took over his life, too.
Yeah, some people think that they need the drug just to function normally. And I think that's what causes some withdrawal symptoms, because you stop taking that drug, then here come the withdrawal symptom. And drug addiction is the compulsive use of a it is. It's becoming dangerous now. You have, even our celebrities are doing it, and it's just taking all of them away. And you don't even know that no one is probably addicted to these drugs. I mean, it's something that we just have to be aware of and try to notice. If you got a friend who you think might be in danger taking drugs, hey, call somebody, let them know, because it is. And you don't have
and,
to.
And also, no, and I think what it is, if I may say my opinion on it, one point of view anyway, is that for me, I didn't know what was wrong to begin with. And
yeah.
B, once I knew there was something wrong, I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know to ask for help. I thought I had to do it on my own, which I had done the first part of my life, you know, not all on my own. I had help from my parents and school and everything, but I just didn't think there was options. I didn't know what was wrong. So the thing about it nowadays is there's so many options and there's so many wonderful outlets and guidance for people that I just invite anybody who is having any trouble to investigate that. And that's one of the things I help a lot of people with that. And one of the things I'm getting involved with now, with my own family, my daughter, my daughters have cell phones and the computer. And this is a very big, addiction, the digital addiction. And I have a client in Stockholm whose son is 21. He got a scholarship to an art school. He got a scholarship to an art school for graphic design, and they have to feed him at the door. He won't come out. He won't go to school, and they're afraid of him. He gets violent if they try to get him to come out of his room.
Ooh,
and he's 20. He's one of these gamers. He's on video games all the time. And
you don't have any.
That
movies.
Was my first.
I was going to ask Bart. You said he goes through violent behavior. He doesn't have a mood disorder, does he?
Well, yeah, now he does.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, I mean, he's completely addicted to the videos, the video games, and he started with Game Boys and things like this, and now he's into this international gaming community, and it evolved. I mean, I'm working with his mother more than I'm working with him. He won't work with me, but this was my first exposure to digital. I've got successes with other children that I work with and teenagers, late teens.
Oh, that's a serious issue to be addicted to the video games. I mean that can lead, you know, that can lead to anything. You be addicted to the games, sleep, deprivation, everything. I mean, oh Lord. I hope, well, Bart, with what you say that you do, I'm hoping that he overcomes all that.
Thank you. And yes, I've had a lot of success with those that I can reach. And as I said, even my own daughter was, we got her a computer, my 15-year-old, and she was actually getting very angry when she had to limit her time on the computer from 24 hours to two a day. You know, it's like, you know, it's not funny. I'm laughing, but you know, I didn't grow up with cell phones and computers. I grew up with dirt bikes, surfing, rock climbing, and having fun.
Yeah, I grew up with the black and white TV. See, I'm more of the, well, I'm Generation Y. So my mother, she's the baby boomer. But, you know, I think those times were great during the baby boomers because you didn't have to worry about all this technology. It's really, to me, a lot of people not saying it because I was listening to a lady in the beauty shop today. She was talking about her daughter being on her iPhone, iPad, and computer. And I'm looking like, what? I know I'm part of that generation. I love the technology, but not where it takes me away from socializing or doing anything active. Well, they have a commercial out now, you know, kids play the videos instead of going outside playing sports or doing your homework.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it's a big thing in Sweden. I mean, the Swedes live for summer and the beach. And now the beaches have half as many people on them, and they're not the kids. The kids are staying at home with their video games. And what people don't know is by using your eyes and your fingers like that and taking all this information in, you develop an imbalance in your brain. And actually the brain enlarges in certain areas. And so you lose capabilities, not forever, but you overdevelop these functions and then underdevelop the others. You have to have a well-rounded brain and sensory system, yeah.
And really, to me, if anybody who has someone out there who is addicted to video games, don't dismiss it as a phase. It's not. I mean, that's a serious thing going on. video addiction.
It is. That, I mean, there's a place in Australia, I think they're charging $50,000 for 3 months to clean a kid up.
Wow.
I'm a lot cheaper.
I'm a lot. You ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
No, but it's a serious problem, and there's a way out, and I'm finding some. There's other people that are. I'm always studying it, the brain, and that's my main focus. And because I've had so many severe brain traumas, I've rebuilt my brain actually. After many injuries. So I'm good with other people's brains.
Oh, see, now that's good. Work on them, because that is a severity. That's a serious problem right there. So, Bart, just besides working with bad habits and addictions, do you also work with people who may have disabilities, like children who have ADHD, depression, or anything of that sort?
Yeah, and I'd like to be clear with something. I don't treat illness or disease, but what I do is I work with the individual's ability to increase their perception, motor faculties, and clear confusion. So I've had many ADHD, ADD, and autism, and I just worked in Germany with a young girl, Down syndrome, and there were results the parents saw after 1 hour session. But what I'm doing is I'm working with their intelligence, and yes, this is effective. Everybody's different. You know, I can't make any claims or guarantees, but people can go to my website. Everything I have is documented to show people what's possible. And for me, like you said in the beginning, what can you work on? Well, really, it's really what you can work on. Your own body has the information to heal itself. And then, of course, with the spiritual and the mental and all together with the physical, you're much better.
Yeah,
your chances are much better. Yeah.
Exactly. You got to be willing to believe that it's actually going to work. You can't go in just thinking for play. So,
no.
Now, by you being into martial arts, which deals with a lot of the mind and body awareness, would you say those techniques were a part of your healing process as well?
Absolutely. I brought myself out of my first injury able to work again with my karate kicking exercises. And I've had quite a few serious injuries. I've been doing Tai Chi for 25 years now, and I actually just broke my knee. I'd injured it in a car accident, but I took a jump skiing 5 years ago and broke my knee and hit my head severely on the ice, and it almost killed me. And my Tai Chi and Qigong has brought me back this time and other times, and the karate, the focus, and the knowing how the body mechanics work together within an injury, the scope of an injury and the recovery, it's extremely instrumental to be able to have that focus and knowledge to work with the body and the mind to work together to bring you back to health. Yeah, absolutely. I recommend... personally, I like the Kung Fu, the Chinese approach now. I started with Japanese and Muay Thai and boxing and things like that. I don't recommend anybody getting into the ring anymore. I did a lot of fighting, and I found out that even hitting a soccer ball with your head, and I played soccer also and football and hockey, we got beat up all over. You took blows to the head everywhere. And just hitting a soccer ball, gives you a brain trauma. Now I've been able to systematically go through and clear my brain traumas in the last 5 years, and it's been amazing. I can see I was impaired my whole life from head injuries, and now that they're cleared, I'm fine. I can see, wow. We take for granted that it's okay to train and get in with even headgear for boxing and things like this, but you're putting your most valuable piece of equipment, one of the most valuable pieces of equipment, up to get bashed around.
Yeah, because I usually watch the one, I think it is a little bit of martial arts, the one where they kickbox in the ring. Is that martial arts too, Bart?
Well, they have mixed martial arts now, MMI.
Mixed arts.
It's absolutely martial arts, but they have a lot of grappling or wrestling-type arts involved with kicking and punching techniques from different martial arts, yes.
Okay. So what is...
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now,
I'm done.
I heard about something about internal martial arts. What exactly is that?
Well, that's what I do. Martial arts is Tai Chi and Qigong. And I also teach an art called Ichuan, which is translated into intention training. They can call it mind boxing but internal martial arts is where we get a very focused, acute awareness of the center in our body. And then we have energy flows, and that's what the acupuncturist Chinese medical doctors work with. And now Harvard Medical has written a book on the value of Tai Chi. When we do Tai Chi and Qigong, what we're doing is we're getting the mind and the body and the energy to focus together. And we get a very good awareness of our place on the earth, so to speak, our feet and our head and our body and how we move connected. And then when the body and the mind and the energy are working together, then this internal martial art is giving strength to the whole body, the organ systems, circulatory and mental powers grow, but also your energy moves more freely through the body. And then what we do if we take it into a martial application, what we're doing is instead of utilizing force, muscle, external power, and aggression, we're using softness, sensitivity, and connection. And then we can feel the weakness of flow in our opponent or structure, and with a gentle touch, they seem to amazingly fall down. But all you've done is been able to sense where their weakness is. And the beauty of Tai Chi, what I really like about it, and I'm a grand master of now, which is something that just happens through time, but I've taught this for 20 years. But the beauty of Tai Chi is the intention is to lose. Instead of in karate and boxing, I always wanted to win, of course. In Tai Chi, you're actually wanting to use your connection with your opponent to find the weakness in your energy or your structure, and then your body corrects itself. So this is a different, it's a metaphor for life, though. For me, it's the internal, we get that flowing and connected. We're more connected with the outside, and we're not afraid of the outside influences and impulses. We're utilizing life to teach us. And that's what And it's a beautiful training. It changed my whole life.
Wow. I mean, this is deep. Because you're thinking of just going out there doing karate, chopping up boards and everything, but this is really deep.
It is, and I'm extremely grateful. It was very difficult for me to get into Tai Chi because it was so boring for the first little while. But then after I had this experience of being connected inside, all of a sudden I felt the outside in a whole new way. And then I just became compulsive on it. And I wanted more.
Yeah.
But it took a little time. it took a little time for me to shift from the outside to the inside, but it's really beneficial.
It sounds like it. So now when you got, now when you began back to work and implement these techniques to heal yourself, how did you come to tell these healings to others?
Well, my teacher gave me permission. I promoted him throughout the United States, and I trained all the time, and he guided me, and that was my dream. I saw what it could do for me. I felt like, for me, I'd like to have what I do in every school in the United States and around the world. Everybody can learn to do this. My children do it. My 5-year-old daughter, my 15-year-old, when she was 5, she used to say no. If somebody asked me to work on them, she'd say no, I'm going to do it. And people could feel her work. So it's just my desire to, when you've been banged up and in pain and or depression, and you find a way out of it, and then you have people close to you, or it turned into a career for me, but it started out as me just helping my carpenters, I had a crew in San Francisco, and people were amazed at what I was doing. And then I learned this other technique, and I had Tai Chi schools, and I turned into a life coach back in like 97. And all of a sudden, all my clients were healed and gone, and my Tai Chi students were getting much better from osteoporosis and diabetes and all these type of things. And the next thing I knew, a big wave came and kind of took me away, and I've been riding that wave, doing my best to share this information and help people to learn it and do my job.
And it is, and I hope people are listening and tuning in. Now, with this, what I want to ask, with Tai Chi, Bart, is it a great way to achieve better posture? Because that's what I heard, that it helps. Like, you don't really need a chiropractor or a deep tissue massage if you really do this.
Well, I wouldn't say you don't need outside assistance. They're always of value. But I can tell you that what Tai Chi has done for me, and as I said, I was a professional skier and racer, my legs are stronger at the age of 58 than they were when they were 19. And they're more flexible. And I've healed my knee, my broken knee. I actually broke it twice. So Tai Chi has helped me. And I had a hunchback when I came to Tai Chi. So, yeah, it straightened my posture. It took about a year and a half for that to take place. It was my teacher promised me that it would happen. And with that, I trusted him, and it did. So posture, mental clarity, emotional balance, my vision improved, everything improved. Once the energy's flowing and your body's working together with the energy, it's absolutely beneficial for these things.
Okay. So Bart, I also read up that you have a new healing center in Nevada.
Yes, we have a center that's under development right now, but we work within that area. We're building our center right now in Sandy Valley, but I also do training. I already do trainings in the area, and that's soon to be open.
Oh, good, great. Are you planning to expand this, put it everywhere around the country, in every country, state?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Oh, yes. Are you planning to expand your business, put centers at other countries and states as well?
Absolutely. I have an academy in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have the center in Las Vegas, and we're working on a location right now. Some of my students are discussing it right now with me to join them in a project in Turkey. And
Southern Germany, we have another one. And these are all, they're not just mine. They're high-level practitioners that I've worked with throughout the world, but we're teaming up, yes. And this is all available, again, on my website.
Okay, great. Now, speaking of Sweden, why did you move to Sweden?
I married a Swedish woman. And,
I like that, Marcel. I married a Swedish woman. Hey, don't put it that. So
yeah.
Is your wife involved in any of this as well?
Well, yes, she's trained with this. She actually came to me. She was the star of the show with the Lipizzaners at the Excalibur in Las Vegas, and she got kicked in the chest and the head by a stallion. And first she came to me to get her bones back in place, and then a year later she returned from a world tour and joined me with Tai Chi. Tai Chi is used a lot with horse people to bring balance and connection in their riding. So she's fully into this conversation.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Hey, everybody's involved with that. I'm glad everybody's involved with the bar. That's the way to do it. Have the whole family engaged.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it is at any age and any physical capability, people can get involved with this and see results. I go to nursing homes. I go to hospitals. I go to schools, and I mean, even people who can't do a lot of things, they could be in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
or somehow impaired. They can learn how to do this method, and they can help people. So they can you can build a career, or be useful with this in your own life. Yeah, your family.
See the benefits of all this. You could be helping somebody who really needs it out there. That's great. I love it.
And you can help yourself, yeah.
Exactly. You can. Normally, how many sessions do you have to actually be healed?
Oh, well, that's different with everybody. And, I never predict that because I'm not in charge of that. That's your system and your intention. But I could tell you this. I'm going to have this on my website. I had this elderly woman come to my group session. We had 30 people. I work on large groups in person, and I work on large groups online. In fact, if your listeners want to go to my website, they can sign up. We're going to schedule this very soon. We've been working on the technology and how we're going to do it. And I do group telephone calls, and I'm going to do a free one where people can see the results. But this woman came. She'd had a bad neck for 10 years and had no results going to what's called hypracticas and chiropractors and osteopaths here in Germany. And she came up to me the next day. She came to my course, and she was pain-free in her neck. And
mm-hmm.
I never know what's going to happen or how fast it's going to happen, but that was a good one.
We don't. Well, I really appreciate you, Bart, for being on the show and giving us these insights to what can really be profitable for us and also beneficial to others to help them spiritually. And as Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So we have to believe in what you cannot see. We know we can't see God. Unless you're really spiritual, you can't see God. Some people have witnessed that. But you got to also know that he's there if you have not. There's nothing possible that can be done without him. So if you're an unbeliever, I'm asking you today to step into the faith with us. Bart gave you his website, so if you need to get in contact with him anyhow, please go to his website. He's there, Bart, and I will make sure I give that information to my beautician today for the call, because we need to get him some help. We can't have his tongue sticking all out, poor thing.
No, I'd be very happy to help. And I tell you what, I really appreciate you, and it's been a very nice call, and thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bar, and you and your family have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
You and yours. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I tell you, I love to do these shows. They're so inspirational. They motivate you in all kinds of ways. We don't know what is out there for us, but it's out there. People, I'm telling you to grab hold of this. Grab hold of the faith. Believe today. Tomorrow, I'm going to have David Tocaro on. He is a leukemia survivor. He has a book out called Back to the Bone. So please tune in tomorrow at 12 p.m. And God bless you. I thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.